sabrosura pa ti que.
Hello everyone, this is Pam, de Café con Pam, the bilingual podcast that features Latine and people of the global majority who break barriers, change lives, and make the world a better place. Welcome to episode 343 of Café con Pam. Today, we're diving into a topic I mentioned, but we don't necessarily talk about a lot, and we haven't here. Calladita culture. This is an episode between just you and I. So get cozy, bring your coffee, and let's have a conversation. The question is calladita culture keeping you small? The invitation is to explore together and perhaps start a journey of self-exploration together. Primero que nada, let's understand calladita culture. Calladita culture is deeply rooted, but not limited to, Latina heritage. It often expects women to be silent, to be modest, to be coy, to be quiet. It's about being unseen and unheard, and it's a standard many of us might have grown up with. Calladita culture is the villain in our story. It's not our parents. It's not even our mean voice. People really isn't the villain in our story. The systems that were created because of ideas that people had is what the villain is in our story. In our world, calladita culture has played a big role in our lives by setting expectations in our day-to-day behavior. But what does this mean for us today? And this especially when we are navigating work and life as we grow up. Let's explore first a bit of the history and the influences we can use to reject calladita culture. Primero, calladita culture intertwines with Marianismo. Marianismo glorifies women's virtue in the shadow of the Virgin Mary, often at the expense of a woman's voice. In contrast, Mujerista theology and womanism offer powerful counter-narratives that I have used to help me dismantle calladita culture in my life. These two movements empower us to reclaim our voices, emphasizing liberation and resistance against traditional gender roles. Mujerista theology is a form of liberation theology that emerges from the experiences, struggles, and faith perspectives of Latina women, particularly in the United States. Mujerista theology was developed by Ada Maria Isasi Diaz and other Latina theologians. It emphasizes the importance of the cultural context, daily life, and struggles of Latinas as integral to theological reflection. Mujerista theology seeks to address the specific needs and injustices faced by Latina women, blending religious doctrine with issues of race, class, and gender. It advocates for social justice, community building, and the dignity of Latina women in the Christian faith. So it's very much Christian-based. However, the principles that Mujerista theology uses is something that I have used to help me dismantle calladita culture. On the other end, womanism is a social and political movement that centers on the experiences and concerns of Black women. It emerged as a response to the perceived inadequacies of feminism, particularly its focus on the experiences of white middle-class women. Womanism advocates for the well-being of the entire community, promoting racial and gender equality and equity. It encompasses a holistic approach to social change, integrating racial, gender, and class analysis. Womanism is often associated with the work of Alice Walker, who coined the term and described its principles in her writings. Definitely, this is for future readings for you to take notes on. I use the influence of Mujerista theology and womanism as responses to the limitations imposed by calladita culture. Because they offer frameworks for Latina and Black women to assert their identities, their rights, and voices in both religious and societal contexts. Because let's face it, we are still very much driven by the influences of religion, whether you practice or not. Cue everyone wearing Virgen de Guadalupe stuff. So, how do we know if we're being affected by calladita culture? That's the question that you may all be having. Well, sometimes calladita culture might show up in really subtle ways, especially if after I shared about the influences I have, you may be like, well, I'm not religious or I don't identify with those. It's fine. You might still be affected by it. And if you are a man or a cis male, you might still be affected by it because you were raised by a woman. And if you are that person, you're like, I was not raised by a woman. The person, at some point, someone was raised by a woman who likely was affected by Gaita culture. So how are we affected? Well, typically it shows up in the moments when we hesitate to speak up, whether in the workplace or at home. It shows up by us downplaying our achievements or by constantly putting others first. By recognizing these patterns is a first step towards change. So having awareness, it's the first step. And I'm going to ask you only 3 questions. I don't want to keep this episode super long. It's actually going to be quite short, but I'm going to ask you 3 questions to see if you live with Gaita culture whispering in your ear. Question number 1, when you face a personal achievement, do you share openly and proudly? Yes or no? Question number 2, at work, when you have a new idea, do you present it confidently to your colleagues or your boss? Yes or no? And 3, when making decisions, do you trust your judgment and decide confidently? If you answered maybe, sometimes, or no to any of these questions, well, Calladita culture is still whispering in your ears, manis. Pero, however, we can always take action. So if you're like, okay, now what? I'm going to give you 3 action items you can do to get started with your own self-exploration journey. Numero uno, first, you want to give yourself permission to self-express. A really easy way to do this is by starting a journal. A journal is a place, a notebook. It doesn't have to be fancy. It could be a very simple notebook that you can get at the dollar store that only you will read. And this will give you that permission to speak your truth. Now, if you're like, I don't like writing, you could also, or I don't like analog things, all good. You could use your phone. You could use an electronic digital type of journal. And if you want to get a little bit more sophisticated, you could even use your voice memos. The point is for you to start practicing self-expression. If you're like, I'm not a words person, this is not my thing, then think about how could you self-express? Is it through drawing? Is it through music? Is it through movement? What is an activity that you can give yourself permission to take on that can allow you to self-express? And this is not something that anyone will see. It's just for you. Numero dos, number 2, you want to seek like-minded people. You want to look for community-like spaces. And this is, of course, where I'm going to invite you to groups like the Manis Pass, where you can share and grow with each other. I created the space I needed, actually. And now inside the Manis Pass, we do a lot of things, including tapping and talking and co-working together and sharing our ideas. And I call it our third place. If you don't want to join the Manis Pass, just find a third space for you, whatever that looks like for you, a third space where you can hang out with like-minded people, where you can have conversations that feel safe and tender and graceful and without judgment, because that will allow you to continue to self-express in ways that you may not have had permission to before. Y número 3, you want to educate yourself in additional ways, also to receive inspiration from other people, mentors, from people you look up to. So this is where you want to read, listen, and engage to works of people you admire. We have over 300 episodes that you can listen to if you're curious about other stories. There's other podcasts also that you can tune into. There's books of incredible people that they've written. There's also blogs. There are also various bodies of work. You can go to an art museum. It's all about self-expression. These 3 action items are not just about rejecting Gaita culture. It truly is an invitation for you to embrace your own journey towards standing in your power and reclaiming your voice. Because it's important, because it's something that we truly need to do. Our voice is needed in the world. I hope you take action. And I hope you take action today. Even if it's tiny, even if it's like, you know what, I wrote on my journal, use your notes app on your phone and just start writing whatever thoughts come to mind. Allow yourself to self-express in that way and see how that feels in your body, because your body is the compass. It's that radar. It's that alert system, your amygdala is. But really, through your body is how you can feel whether things feel good or not. That's it. That's the episode for today. I hope I leave you at least thinking a little bit. Let me know what your thoughts are. Thank you so much for joining. If this episode resonated with you, I really invite you to consider exploring the annual Mani's Pass. And this is a place to be in conversation about using your voice, tap and talk about it like I shared. And all of this, we do it together. I show up every week. Every week we have conversations. We have cafecito every Friday where we talk about our week and things that we may want to just discuss, because our daily practice is to continue to use our voice, because our stories are meant to be told. And the more we practice sharing our voice, showing up, being confident and standing in your power, the better world we create together. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow Café con Pan Podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, whatever you stream your podcast. Download the Latina Podcast Network app. You can also check us out on YouTube at Café con Pan. Do subscribe, hit the bell, do all the things that you need to do on YouTube. We are looking to really increase our reach on YouTube this year. So if you are there, por favor, vayan ahí y suscríbanse, aunque me escuchen en el en su podcast platform of choice, YouTube counts too. Y bueno, your reviews mean so much. If you're listening on the podcast, definitely drop stars, ratings, reviews. Helps a lot for those people newly discovering the show. If you are on YouTube and you're watching this in a video format, drop a comment. Let me know what you think. Happy to answer any thoughts, comments, questions. I know people on YouTube are very expressive. And so if you have any thoughts, let me know. Let me know what you think. And happy to answer your thoughts, comments, questions. Let's connect on the socials at Café con Pan Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at Café con Pan Pod on TikTok. Do check out the Mani's Pass. Get unstuck, find clarity, and get things done. cafecompam.com/Mani's Pass. And listeners, thank you so, so much for being here today. Stay curious and always, always stay shining.